Okay, let us learn Daf Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Chagiga. Yesterday we learned Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We learned about the very basic karbanos that a person has to bring when he goes to be Ol Regel, and we learned about all the different people who are chayiv in the Olas Ri'iya, and we even learned a little bit about someone who's half a free man and half a slave, and how that was a machlokas originally between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about what to do about such a person, how to solve that issue of being half and half, and how Beis Hillel ultimately agreed to Beis Shammai. One of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah, though, was, and we're holding at the two dots on Beis Amud Beis, about 7 lines into the page, was that everyone is chayv nolos riyah except for chutz mecherushot v'katan, except for a deaf person, a deranged person, or a child. Katani cheresh dum yudeshota v'katan. Now it mentions the deaf person together with the shota and katan, with the deranged person and the child. So mashota v'katan. Just like why does it mention them all together? So it's to teach us mashota v'katan dilav b'nei deya. Just like the reason the shota and the katan don't have to do ri'iyah is because they don't have das. They don't have. They're not intellectually capable. Af cheresh dilav bar deyahu. So too, the reason a cheresh, the reason a deaf person doesn't have to do olas riyos, because we assume he doesn't have das either. The Kamash Malan is coming to teach us kiditnan, like it says in the Mishnah, cheresh dibru chacham kol makom, that whenever we use the word cheresh in a Mishnah, she'ino shomea ve'ino medaber, we're always talking about someone who can neither hear nor speak. We're not talking about a deaf person, just we're talking about a deaf mute. Hamedaber ve'ino shomea, but if he were able to speak and he's not able to hear, or shomea ve'ino medaber, he's able to hear but he's not able to speak, well then chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv in olas ri'iyah, because at that point we assume that he has the requisite level of das. Tanina laha, the Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa that supports this very idea, because the brisa says hamedaber ve'ino shomea zehu cheresh, someone who speaks but cannot hear, that is called a deaf person. Shomea ve'ino medaber zehu ilim, someone who can hear but cannot speak is called a mute person. Zevazeh, someone who can hear, who can both the guy who can speak and not hear, and the guy who can hear and not speak, they're considered to have full das, they're considered to be chayiv in all mitzvahs, just like a regular person. The only person who's part of a mitzvah is someone who could do neither. Someone who could neither hear nor speak. How do I know that the word to use to describe a guy who can't hear is cheresh, which we translate as deaf person, and the Hebrew word to use to describe a guy who can't speak is ilim, which we use to describe a mute person? How do I know those are the Hebrew words that mean those things? So the Gemara says, because it's a pasuk. The chsiv, the pasuk tells us, va'ani kecheresh lo eshma, I am like a cheresh, I do not hear. So you see that a cheresh is someone who does not hear. Uki'ilem lo yiftach piv, and I am like a ilem who doesn't open his mouth. So you see that an ilem is someone who cannot speak. Vibaisema, or we could bring a proof, kadamrianchi, it's like people say about a person who hears and can't speak, ishtakil milule, that he has been, his words have been taken. Ishtakil milule sounds like ilem if you say it really fast. So ilem is like a nutricum, it's an abbreviation of ishtakil milule. So it's like the aleph and the lamed from ishtakil and the mem from milule makes the word ilem. So that's how we know that ilem means a person who cannot speak. So main point number two on Daf Beis Amud Beis, a cheresh, the cheresh who we consider to not have any das, is only if he can neither hear nor speak. Only if he can neither hear nor speak. Now, we said in the Mishnah that a cheresh shota v'katan are pater from ri'iyah. From the fact that we compare a cheresh to a shota and a katan, we already said that a cheresh must be someone who can neither hear nor speak, and therefore he has no das, and that's why he's pater from ri'iyah. But medaber v'ino shomea shomea v'ino medaber chayev. But we said if he can either hear or he can speak, he's chayev in ri'iyah. Aye, but Fatanya, don't we have a brisa that says medaber ve'ino shomea, shomea ve'ino medaber, that pater, that someone who can only hear or only speak is pater from ri'iyah? And isn't that against what we just derived from our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina v'ite Marava, chisure mechsura. That Ravina, or some say Rava, said, you have to say that our Mishnah is missing something. V'hachi katan. When we say the Mishnah is missing something, it doesn't mean that the Mishnah is literally missing words, that there was some sort of mistake. It means the Mishnah is written in such shorthand that we're supposed to be able to understand how to read in between the lines of the Mishnah. And this is how to read in between the lines of the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah really means to say. Hakol chayavin b'ri'iyah uvisimcha. Everyone is chayiv in both the olas ri'iyah and the mitzvah of simcha an yantif. Chutz mecherish hamadaber ve'eno shomea, and shomea ve'eno medaber, except for a guy who can either not hear or not speak, shepater min ri'iyah, that he's pater from olas ri'iyah. V'yafal pi shepater min ri'iyah, chayiv b'simcha. But even though such a person is pater from ri'iyah, but he's still going to be chayiv in the shalmei simcha. But someone who can neither hear nor speak, and that guy we associate Vishota Vikatan together with Ashota and Akatan, the guy who could do neither hear nor speak, Pater Af Min HaSimcha. He's Pater not just from the Olas Ri'iya, but also from the Shalmei Simcha, because he's Pater from all mitzvos in the Torah. So essentially, someone who can either not hear or not speak is pater from olas ri'iyah, but is chayiv in shalmei simcha. Someone who can do neither hear nor speak, he's a deaf mute, is pater from everything because he's pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah. So main point number three, a cheresh who can either hear or speak is pater from ri'iyah, but chayiv in simcha. If he could do neither, if he's a deaf mute, he's pater from everything. Tanya Nami Yachim Braisa says just like this, Hakol chayavim b'ri'iyah uv'simcha, everyone is chayiv in both ri'iyah and simcha, except for a cheresh who can either speak or hear, such a person is pater from the olas ri'iyah, and even though he's pater from olas ri'iyah, chayiv b'simcha, he's chayiv in simcha. V'asheino lo shomea v'lo medaber, but someone who can neither hear nor speak, v'shalta v'katan, and a deranged person and a child, b'tur enach min ha-simcha is pater from simcha as well, holo b'tur en mikol mitzvos ha-muras b'torah, since they're pater from all mitzvos that it says in the Torah. So we're going to go a little bit further, since it's still we're only 7 minutes into the shir. So the Gemara says, wait a second, maishna linyan ri'iyah d'petiri, maishna linyan simcha d'mechayvi. Why is it that the guy who's just deaf, or the guy who's just mute, is chayiv in simcha, but pater from ri'iyah? Why would he be chayiv in one and pater from the other one? So the Gemara explains, le'inyan ri'iyah, gamar ri'iyah, ri'iyah mehakel. The chiyuv of olas ri'iyah we derive from the mitzvah of hakel. Tichsiv, it says by the mitzvah of hakel, the mitzvah of hakel is when all the Jewish people would get together to listen to the king read from the Torah. It says by it's recorded in the Torah on the Yontif of Sukkot in the year after Shemitah year, like this coming Sukkot, this next Sukkot would be such a year where we would do a hakel. All of the Jewish people, when they're all in the regal, go and hear the king read from Sefer Devarim. So that's a mitzvah called Hakel. So we connect the mitzvah of Olas Ri'iyah to the mitzvah of Hakel. The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Hakel es ha'om ha'anoshim ha'anoshim ha'taf, it says by the mitzvah of Hakel, gather the whole nation, men, women, and children, uksiv, and the Pasuk says by a lashon of Ri'iyah when it talks about Hakel, bevochal Yisrael le'ra'os, when everyone comes, le'ra'os. So you see that the word Ri'iyah is used in describing Hakel, that links Hakel to Ri'iyah, and therefore we learn from there that just like someone who can only speak but not hear, or someone who can only hear but not speak is pater from Hakel, it must be their pater from Ri'iyah as well. So says Gemara, great, that proves that if they're pater from Hakel, they're pater from Ri'iyah as well, but v'hasa minhalan, how do you know that they're pater from Hakel? Because the Pasuk says, L'man yishmu, l'man yilmedu. It says the reason for Hakel is so that people will hear and learn. V'tanya, the Braisa teaches us, L'man yishmu'u, prat l'madaber v'ein shomea. They have to be able to hear. If they can't hear, they're prat from Hakel. L'man yilmedu, and to learn, prat l'shomea v'ein madaber. Comes teaching, they have to be able to speak, to teach. And if they can't speak, then they are pater from Hakel. So Gemara says, wait, L'man yilmedu means that someone who can't speak is unable to be involved in Hakel because he can't learn. L'meimra d'chi lo mishtai lo gamar. Is that true that a person who's unable to speak can't learn? Vahanu Treyomi, what about these two mute people that we knew about? Dava Bishavuse de Rebbe, that used to live in Rebbe's neighborhood, Bnei Barte de Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, and these two mute people happen to have been the grandsons of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, Varmila Bnei Achte de Rabbi Yochanan, and some say they were the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan, de Kol Emas Tava Ayel Rebbe Lebe Midrasha, because they wanted to learn Torah. Every time Rebbe would go into the Beis Medrash, Havu Ayli V'Yasvi Kameh, they would go in and sit in front of Rebbe and listen to his shir, and they would watch him closely so that they could see the way he moves and read his lips and figure it out. Umenadi Bereshayu, and they would shake their heads. Umerachshin Svasayu, and their lips would move to show that they really understood what was going on. Ubay Rebbe Rachmei Alayu, and Rebbe davened on them for them that they should have a refuah, they should be able to speak. V'itasu, and then they had a refuah shalema, and they were able to speak. V'shtakach Dav Gemiri, and it turned out they weren't just sitting there; they really understood everything. They were learning everything. Gemiri Ilchsa, they knew Mishnayos v'Sifron, they knew Brisos v'Sifri, and they knew the Brisos of that are relating to Sefer Bamidbar and Devarim as well. V'kula Hashas, and they knew all of Shas. So don't you see from that story that people who can't speak are still able to learn? So how do you see from the word Leman Yilmadu that people who can't speak are Pater because they don't learn? That's not true that they don't learn. Gemara answers Amar Mazutra Karibe Leman Yilamedu. It's not that they can't learn. Pasuk is not Leman Yilmadu, that you do hakel to learn. It's Leman Yilamedu, to be able to teach. People who cannot speak are unable to teach. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, Vadei Lama'an Yilameduhu. Yeah, I totally agree that it's Laman Yilamedu, to be able to teach. Tisal Kadaitach Laman Yilmedu, because if it just means Laman Yilmedu, to learn, Vikevindu Lamishtoi Lo Gamar, would that be feasible to say that someone who's not able to speak can't learn? Vikevan Dolo Shama Lo Gamar, and that someone who's unable to hear, it's because it's clear that the reason the Torah says Leman Yishmu is that someone who's unable to hear is unable to learn, because he can't hear everything that they're saying. So hi, Leman Yishmu Nafka, but we already learned that from Leman Yifshu, Leman Yishmu, meaning we could learn from Leman Yishmu that such a person is Pater, because he's also unable to learn and to understand what they say to him, just like someone who can't hear. So why would we need a separate pasuk to teach us? Elevade Leman Yilameduhu. Now it must be that it's not referring to Leman Yilmedu, it's Leman Yilamedu. That even someone who's able to learn but is unable to teach other people is also Pater from Hakel. And anyone who's Pater from Hakel is Pater from Re'iyah. So long story short, why is it that the guy who can only speak, or the guy who can only hear, is Pater from Olas Re'iyah, but Chayiv in Shalmei Simcha? Well, he's Chayiv in Shalmei Simcha because he's Chayiv in all mitzvos, and he has Das. He's Pater from Re'iyah because we connect Re'iyah to Hakel, and we learn from Leman Yishmu and Leman Yilamedu that he's Pater from Hakel. So he's Pater from Hakel, he's Pater from Re'iyah as well. Main point number one on Gimel Amud Aleph is that someone who can either hear or speak is Pater from Olas Re'iyah because we learn it from Hakel, where in order to be Chayiv you need to be able to learn and to teach. And then main point number two, we brought a proof from two mute people that we know of, that mute people are able to learn. From the story of the two mutes who sat in shir and learned, we bring a proof from there that mute people are able to learn. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with Amar Rabbi Tanchum.